Exercise 39.3. Write sentences beginning with I wish. Hey, remember the tongue twister? I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish. Now it comes in handy. All right. Number one. I don't know many people and I'm lonely. I wish I knew more people. Now, just a quick reminder of how we use I wish. I wish I knew or I wish I was is a second conditional that expresses a form of regret, right? That you hoped something would happen or you desired something would happen, right? We use it with I wish plus past simple. Okay, number two. I don't have a computer and I need one. I wish blank. So after I wish, you need to insert the correct form. Of course, modifying the sentence that is at hand. All right, 1 minute, please write it down. Okay, I wish. I don't have a computer and I need one. I wish I had a computer. So it was as easy as taking the verb in the sentence, which is have, and putting it into the second form because past simple uses second form. Here where we find out if you have studied your irregular verbs or not. So I wish I had a computer, but I don't have one. Okay, number three. Helen isn't here and I need to see her. What do you say? 1 minute. Okay, Helen isn't here and I need to see her. I wish she was here, right? I wish she was here is a second conditional because we use I wish and past simple. Okay, number four. It's cold and I hate cold weather. Who doesn't, right? A minute to write the sentence down. Okay, let's see. So, it's cold and I hate cold weather. Who doesn't? I wish it wasn't cold. Or you could also say I wish it weren't cold, right? Because we use second conditional. Good. Number five. I live in a big city and I don't like it. I wonder if Trieste is considered to be a big city. I think it's fairly small, but good size for everyone. So you can't think of Trieste. Think of something else like Milan. All right. I live in a big city and I don't like it. I wish. 1 minute. All right, let's see. I live in a big city and I don't like it. I wish, past simple, live is a regular verb, therefore I add ed. I wish I lived in a big city. I wish I lived in a big city. Okay, number six. I can't go to the party and I'd like to. Ah, how often did that happen to you? Okay, so I can't go to the party and I'd like to. I wish. All right. I can't go to the party and I'd like to. I wish I could go to the party. And wait a second. How come I'm using conditional? Aha. This is not a conditional, right? I wish I could go to the party is past simple. Why is it past simple? Because could in this case is not a conditional, but it is a second form of the verb can, which is can, could. Good. I wish I could go to the party. So second conditional past simple. Good. Number seven. I have to get up early tomorrow, but I'd like to sleep late. Ah, the story of my life. Just kidding. I have to get up early tomorrow, but I'd like to sleep late. A minute. I have to get up early tomorrow, but I'd like to sleep late. I wish I didn't. Early tomorrow. So I wish I didn't is second conditional. Alrighty, number 8. I don't know anything about cars. That is so true. And my car has just broken down. I wish. Let's see what you wish for. 1 minute. All right, I don't know anything about cars, and my car has just broken down. I wish I knew more about cars. But in a sentence like this, really, as long as it uses the grammatical form correctly, you can say about anything. Like, I wish my car didn't just break down, or I wish I knew more about cars, etc. Okay, number 9. I'm not feeling well, and it's not nice. I hope you guys are feeling well, by the way. I always forget to say at the beginning of the lesson, but we're going through an epidemic, and I hope you guys are staying home and you're staying safe, which helps you study better. Okay, so number 9. I'm not feeling well, and it's not nice. I wish, a minute. Okay, I'm not feeling well, it's not nice. I wish I felt better. Or I wish I was feeling better. Or I wish I didn't feel bad. Okay, great job, you guys. And last but not least, exercise 39.4. Write your own sentences beginning with I wish. Kind of the same thing we've been doing so far. Number 1, somewhere you'd like to be now, on the beach, in New York, in bed, etc. Wow, here I feel like now that we have to stay at home most of the time, anything would go. I would really be interested in to hear what you guys are saying, but unfortunately, unless you want to email it to me, I don't know. So please write the things down anyway, okay? Whenever we work with exercise, the best thing to do is listen and actively participate, which means write down, repeat, etc. All right. So somewhere you'd like to be now. I wish I, a minute, and then we're going to check. All right. Somewhere you'd like to be now. I wish I were on a beach somewhere in Miami. But again, not right now. I wish the world was a different place. So the idea here is that you use a grammatical form correctly. The meaning could be anything. I wish I were outside walking the dog, but I don't have a dog, therefore I can't go outside. Okay, so I wish I were, right? This is what it is. This is the form we're looking for. I wish I were is second conditional. Only in second conditional do I use were with the first person singular, which is I. All right, number two. Something you'd like to have. A motorbike, more friends, lots of money. I wish, right? Okay, a minute, write it down. All right. Something you'd like to have. A motorbike, more friends, lots of money. I wish I had a dock so I could go outside and walk around. Or I wish I had a boat, a big boat, so I can sail the world. So the important thing here is to use past simple, which is I wish I had. And then whatever you wish is fine. Okay, number three, something you'd like to be able to do. Sing, travel, more, cook, etc. 1 minute. Okay, something you'd like to be able to do. Sing, travel more, cook. I wish I could sing better. Or I wish I could cook better. All right, here the importance is that you use conditional. I wish I could. Or better, use could, which is the second form of the verb can. All right. Last but not least, number four, something you'd like to be. Beautiful, strong, younger. And here, for this answer, we usually get all kinds of fun answers by students. Again, I'm sorry I can't hear all of the answers, but don't forget to write it down anyway. Number four, something you like to be. Beautiful, strong, younger. Again, beginning with I wish. A minute. Okay, something you'd like to be beautiful, strong, younger. All right, I wish I was, or I wish I were taller. Yep, that's a common one. What about you guys? All right, so this about wraps it for the second conditional. All right, let's just go through it just one last time so we remember what a second conditional is about. Second conditional is an imaginary hypothetical situation, so there's a, let's say, 20% chance of the situation happening. Like in a sense, if I had a boat, I would sail the world. Maybe someday I will, so I give it a 20% chance happening. How do we form second conditional? Well, it's pretty easy. It's past simple and conditional. So if plus simple conditional, which is formed by would, could, might, may, plus the first form of the verb. Remember, we can always invert the parts of the sentence. So we can begin with would, and the second part would be past simple. So I would travel the world if I had a big boat, because nobody wants to travel in a small boat, right? All right, guys. Remember, ideally, if you have the time, after the lesson is over, you write down at least five sentences for the second conditional. That way, you know that you understood what you studied. And our next class will be the third conditional, so it's a little trickier. So make sure you understand the second conditional before you move to the next audio lesson. All right, guys, good luck with everything, and I guess I'll see you, or I'll imagine you listening to my class next time. All right, bye.